Blog Talk Radio.
Time is taking flight.
Welcome to this primetime edition of The Conversation. This week on The Conversation, we'll discuss the speech Obama gave tonight about an executive order, not on amnesty, but giving Mexicans who've been here 5 years the ability to stay here. Also, Mike Pence is looking at highly restricting or ending a lot of people's ability to get food stamps. My views on that. Plus, probably by tomorrow, we should know the verdict of the Ferguson trial, whether the cop is going to be able to be tried or not. Also, we're going to look into a nation on the brink of global warming. Welcome to this evening's conversation. And he called to him his 12 disciples and gave them authority over unclean spirits, to cast them out, and to heal every disease and every affliction. Matthew 10:1. Good evening, folks, and welcome to this conversation. This is a prime time. I normally don't do it at this time of the night. If you don't know, I had mouth surgery this morning. I basically had a perfect tooth on number 15, like 2 months ago, and while eating a Tic Tac, I cracked part of it, and when I went to go see the dentist, she was like, well, I'm going to show you something. And she poked here, and she goes, feel that. And I said, okay. She poked on this side, and she goes, feel that, how the explorer's sticking. I'm like, okay, that's lots of decay. I don't know how you could have gotten that much decay in like a month and a half, 2 months in a tooth that had nothing there before. And then with the crack, I guess the decay was below the bone, and to do a root canal and crown and all that, you'd have to remove bone, and it was going to be way too much. It would have been like $7,000 if it would have put like a titanium post and a fake tooth. And even the surgeon today was against it and put me out and cut it out and sewed it up. And I guess it was a very difficult procedure because I guess where the nose is, there's a nerve with the nasal passages that I guess they got to be very careful of. And I guess when he was doing it, I cannot blow my nose or sneeze or do anything for like 5 days, like 3 or 5 days. And they put something in there to help block it, to prevent me from damaging that nerve and all this. So that's why this is a nighttime edition. But thank you for turning in. And wow. What do we say about what Obama was talking about? I'm going to go back to a tax return issue that happened in Indiana. And I don't know if you're not from Indiana, you probably don't know about this, but there was a tax return person that was red flagging a bunch of tax returns. And I talked about this on my program a long time ago, if you're not a long-time listener. It was one of my earlier, probably about 4 months ago, 5 months ago, where these Mexicans were claiming on their tax returns like 10 and 15 Mexicans, some of whom never even lived in Indiana, and they found out that some of these kids were claimed on 3 and 4 different tax returns, and they were getting huge tax checks. My point? Well, it's going to become apparent. How can they get a check when the guy that was preparing the tax returns even red flagged them as bad? And people are getting claimed 3 and 4 and 5 times on different people's tax returns. Well, see, Obama doesn't want amnesty. He wants to make sure that if you've been here 5 years or more, you have the ability to stay here and earn your citizenship and get, help this country. That's all great, Mr. President, but if you're undocumented, have no paperwork, have no nothing, how can you prove you've been here 5 years? Because the way I've seen people get Social Security cards that are real. The only difference is the name is fake and the number is either of an unlisted person, like the number hasn't been issued yet, or it's of a number of a dead person. Besides those two things, that Social Security card is a legit Social Security card, real, everything. If people can do that, someone coming over here for the first time could prove that they have been here for their 5 years. I mean, if they put like some sort of lock on it and say, okay, by this day, if they give them like a month that they have to prove that they're from this country for 5 years, and then after that, no one, you know, so that you just can't have people come in from Mexico in here all the time and then keep these new people just find a way or a loophole to prove they've been here for 5 years. Who knows? But if they ain't got papers, they ain't got documentation, how are you going to know they've been here for 5 years? And even if they got documentation, how do you know it's legit? How do you know it's legit? I don't get it. I really don't get it. I don't get it. But it's not amnesty. He wants to help. Well, has anything Obama said been the truth? Does any politician really have any truth to it? I actually posted this on my Facebook, and I'm going to read this, and this is the truth. Trust the government, they said. You can have this land as long as the grass grows green. That and more, they told the Native Americans. And how well did it work out for them? If you like the way they treated and the trust the government gave the Native Americans, keep supporting the government and the media. If not, wake up and speak your mind. Freedom is only one generation away. You can keep your freedom if you stand up for it. We need to start standing up. When you have other countries that are like, what are these Americans doing? What are you doing? Steve, you idiot, what are you doing? You're not standing up. Yeah, man, you know what? Man, I'm from Jamaica, man, and I don't know what these Americans are doing, man. What in the heck are they doing, man? You know, all these Americans sit there and say, you know, if I had $1 million, I would just sit on the beach and do nothing. Well, I sit on the beach every day, man, and I have nothing, you know. They have so many, I don't know what they just let the government walk all over them or something. I have no idea. They're crazy, man. Oh, wow. But it's true. When you have to go to another country to get news on us or the truth on us, or there have been several people that basically say, what's going on with this country? Why are the Americans allowing this to go on and persist? You know, the first 2 years, it was all Obama. It was all Democrats and all Obama in the House and the Senate. Nothing. You had the House, Senate, and your Democrats held everything. Gas price didn't go down. I think a lot of people are at the point where, okay, Republicans are no good. Democrats are no good. They're both screwing me, because when the government wins, you lose. How do we change stuff? How do we fix stuff? It's a thing called hope. It's a thing called doing something. Like Matthew West says, you know, I shook my fist to heaven and said, God, why don't you do something? He said, I did. I created you. You know, don't rely on the government to give you a piece of paper to give you assistance with housing. Make it happen. Get a group of people. That would change a lot of people's attitudes if, because everyone hears negativity on TV. If we need to turn on Fox News or ABC or MSNBC, 400 people from a town just outside of Fairfax, Virginia, were looking for a place for low-income assistance in living. Instead of waiting for the government to do something, they divided up and went to different hardware stores and to the Habitat for Humanities and decided to see if they could acquire this land and build an apartment complex on there. That's what I want to see. That's what I wish we could have people hearing and seeing things and saying, hey, look at what happened. These people didn't say, well, they didn't wait for the government to do something. They decided to do something themselves. And that's what we need in this country. Because when you have people like Cheryl Atkinson that was on Glenn Beck's program tonight, and if you don't get the Blaze, you need to get it because they have a lot of people on there and a lot of inspirational stories and things that happen that you don't hear anywhere else. And when she's someone that's basically was working for CBS News, and okay, well, this story, well, oh, if it was a Democrat doing this, she wanted, oh, they won't even air it. But if it was a Republican, they wanted everything they could. You know, when you have people that are in the Obama administration that are now at CBS and people that are at CBS that are in the Obama administration and vice versa, you know, and how controlled the media is, and, well, we don't want to, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter anymore. There's no one standing up for the truth, whether it's right or wrong. You may disagree. You may be a Democrat, but look at what Obama did. I want to report it. No, it's a Democrat. You're not going to hear about it. How long would Common Core last if teachers just said, okay, well, if you're going to teach Common Core, goodbye. I'm not going to be a part of it. If I lose my job, oh, well. No, people roll over and play dead. Well, I can't give up my job. I just got to go along with it. You know, even though we don't have a part of the education program where we learn about Judaism and Buddhism and what a Hare Krishna believes and, you know, what does a Christian believe and what does a Jehovah's Witness believe or what is a Mormon? But you have like a month-long thing about being Islamic and the women have to pretend they're Islamic women and the men have to pretend they're men and, you know, I have no problem my kid learning about that if they learn about what a Christian believes and what a Jew believes. Okay, what is the menorah? Why do you light it? What's a Jehovah's Witness? What do they believe? If you're learning about all the religions, then okay, then you're not forcing one particular belief on someone. Case in point. My point, I have no problem with that. But when you don't have any teachers, no one has any backbones anymore. Like John Boehner. Well, Obama cares the lay of the land, so it's just... Well, no, you could have said, no, we're not going to have it. It's done. You know, if teachers just stood up and said, you know what? Well, yep, good luck, because I'm not going to do this. Sorry, Common Core, I'm against it 100%. There's my pen. Bye-bye. See ya. Things would change if people stood up. But that's not the case. It's not the case in this country, you know? If I had a son, because I'm like the last person in my family that can pass on my family name, so I guess I can never go to war or whatever, but anywho, if I had a son and I went to, and I got a call from the school, hello, Mr. Wolkraut, we have a problem with your son because he wore a shirt to school that says born in the USA, 100% American made with an American flag on it. And he cannot wear that flag. He cannot wear that shirt to school anymore because it's going to offend somebody. It might offend somebody. And I'd be like, well, okay, ma'am. Well, first of all, if that's going to offend somebody, why are they allowed to even be in this country? Okay. Well, first of all, if he's going to have to remove that shirt, then I'm probably going to be taking him out of school because my son will not be going to a school where someone is offended by the very nation's flag of the country they live in. I'm going to see you go to France and complain that someone is waving a French flag and see how far you get with that. Because you ain't going to get far at all, let me tell you something. They'll be like, well, okay, here's a low-class ticket on this Air France. Crap, they'll probably throw you on a cargo plane full of rubber dog doo-doo and that's headed for China. You know, you're in that country, they're going to wave the French flag or the British flag or the German flag. If you don't like it, hit the road, Jack. That's where it is. We have tolerance in this country. And it's the very people that are preaching tolerance. Oh, well, because of what this Duggar said, they need to be taken off the air. Excuse me, you're the same person that's preaching tolerance. Oh, well, you can't offend anybody. You can't offend anybody. You can't offend anyone. See, I can't have a cross because I might offend somebody. Where, show me in the Constitution where I'm not allowed to offend somebody. If you come up to me and say, Happy Ramadan, or Happy Rosh Hashanah, I'll be like, Happy Rosh Hashanah, Happy Ramadan. I don't celebrate it. I'm not whatever religion those come from. But if you say, Happy Hanukkah, I'll say it right back to you. Have a great Hanukkah. I'm not Jewish, but I'm not going to have a cow because, oh no, he said Happy Hanukkah, and I'm not, I need to pull the hairs out of my butt. And I mean, are you kidding me? All these people want to preach tolerance. But then again, they're the same person that's going to go ballistic if you say something against what they believe. If they're an atheist, they may preach tolerance, but if you say God bless you, they're going to go ballistic. That's what drives me insane. Can't even be in America in America because you're going to offend somebody. It's just ridiculous. I just don't get it. I mean, you know, I never thought I would be in a country. See, but I'm proud of who I am. I don't care. I mean, and that's, I guess, the thing. You got to stand up with your convictions. I support medical marijuana. That plant has so much to benefit, this country does and the world does, for textiles and clothing and deforestation and paper, all the stuff it can deal with. I don't care. I stand, but most people don't have a conviction. Okay, you're a Democrat. What do you stand for? What do you believe? What do you stand for? Okay? What do you stand for? And that's, most people, well, you're a Republican. That's great. So what do you stand for? What are you all about? Yeah, well, if you don't like Common Core, you don't like Common Core. Stick up for it. Stick up for it. Don't. Well, I don't like Common Core, but you can't be an idiot too. You got to be like a sniper. Okay. I'm in this simulation, and there's 10 people. How do I kill these 10 people and free the hostage? You got to use your bullets wisely. But then when you go to like a parent-teacher conference and there's, you know, like a school board meeting type thing and there's no one there, you know. I mean, heck, where I am, they closed down a bunch of elementary schools because they didn't have enough enrollment. Now this one alternative school that they opened up, an alternative high school, they have to shut that down and make it an elementary school because now they have too many kids. I mean, the system is flawed, big time. But we got to come together as a nation. One of the greatest people in this country was someone that Al Sharpton is against. Jesse Jackson is against. Martin Luther King would not stand with those two gentlemen. He was one of the greatest Americans that we had in this country in a long time. And you want to know what? He wasn't in politics at all, and he made change, real change. And that's what we need. Because as if you saw the Obama speech, well, we're not going to, it's not amnesty. We're going to get these people that have been here for 5 years or more that are contributing to society, the ability to stay here and do all this stuff. Well, that's fine and dandy because, you see, you sound like a Republican. You sound like a normal politician. You say the same thing all the time, but you do something else. I want to have someone that says what I want to hear and does what I want to hear. It's not taken and owned by a lobbyist. You know, if you want a transparent government, or you say you're going to have a transparent government, do it. Let's have a transparent government. Let's see this. You know, how do you change? That's the big question I get asked. How do we change anything? You got to stand up and do something. In my opinion, you got to do. You got to sit there and express your voice. And I'm in the country, in the part of the country, Indiana, that has one of the lowest voter turnout rates. It's amazing when you watch other third world countries where people are getting shot at trying to vote, and people can vote freely in this country and don't. And it's not like you have one day to vote. You can vote early. And especially where I work, there's tons of people that didn't vote, and they have a voting center there for the residents. I don't get it. One of the few countries that you have the freedom to be able to vote and speak your voice, your opinion, and so many people don't. And people in other countries are getting shot at trying to vote. Me and my girl went to a Third Day concert, and hour and about 22 minutes, I think, Third Day played. It was great. But when you saw the kids that they talk about that have to walk like 3 and 4 miles to fill up a jug and fight with other people just to get water. Just to get water. And here you can turn 6 faucets on or 7 faucets in your house to get more water coming out of it than that little stream. That's probably not even purified water or clean water. And there's 50 people fighting over it. You know, we have a country where you can, every 2 years, vote if you don't like someone. But very few people do. And it's sad. It's sad. And I want to move on to a thing about Mike Pence. He's been in the news lately. He wants to end or make it really restrictive. He believes it keeps people dependent on government programs. And boy, do I want to shake his hand, because he's right and he's wrong. You need to have some sort of low-income assistance to help people that, hey, I'm working my butt off. I got 2 jobs and I still can't make ends meet. Because I agree there needs to be some limitation on food stamps, because I saw a video 2 days ago. This lady has 5 kids and she gets like $700 and some in food stamps, not including like $500 and something else. She gets like Medicaid or Medicare, whichever one it is, all these benefits like dental and stuff for her kids. Doesn't work. And she goes, well, I don't ever plan. I'm not looking for a job. Why would I? I'm getting $1,200 a month. I don't have to do anything. I don't have to do nothing. That's the problem. When you have to have states that have to enact laws, okay, well, your food stamp, your E, BET card cannot be used to buy a tattoo or lingerie or alcohol. See, a food stamp was designed for the bare essentials. Bread, eggs, cheese, milk. There was a guy who was a reporter. And he was, I forget what state it was, but it was like, I think down south. And something happened with their computers, and the EBT cards didn't work. The food stamp cards didn't work. So they weren't able to be used. And people left Walmart shopping carts full of groceries. And this guy was just going through the carts to see what was in there. He goes, I don't even have food stamps, and I can't even buy. I'm not even buying what these people are on. I'm not buying fillets. I'm not buying lobster tails. I'm not buying all this gourmet stuff. I can't even afford that, and I'm not on food stamps. I know people that hate him to death for what he wants to do. But I'm like, well, okay, well, then you show me how there's a way to give people the ability to get food assistance without loopholing the system. So that, okay, like this card can only be used for the very essentials of bread, eggs, and cheese, and milk, and all that. And that's it. I think the biggest thing is, I don't know if you heard about this, but this kind of goes along with it. They have a thing at Walmart, price match guarantee. And I've heard people talk about how you can just say, oh, well, Meijer, they have it for like this much, and they won't even question it. They'll give it to you for that price. They won't even look it up. And there were some people, I guess now that they're online retailers, and if you go to one of these online retailers like Amazon or whatever, they will match that price too. And I guess people made these legitimate online Amazon pages that had PlayStation, the newest PlayStation, I think it's 4 or 5, I forget. And that PlayStation, they had it selling for $90 new, and Walmart price matched it, and they were duped out of hundreds of these, you guessed it, $300-$400 game systems for like $90 because of the price match thing. Especially on Black Friday. Go to Black Friday, and the day after Thanksgiving, and they're probably going to be so busy. Oh, well, this TV right here? Oh, yeah, well, they have it here for this much. Walmart, you probably can't do it with the TV as much because last I heard, I don't know if it's still the truth, but the TV is made and they buy, like, the name and, like, the outside of the TV says Sony on it, but it's not a Sony TV. It's like a Walmart TV, and they buy, like, Toshiba, and they put the outside of a Toshiba TV on it. Or they buy Sony and Samsung, and they put it on the outside. But if you wouldn't go to Samsung to get this, because it's not actually a Samsung TV or a RCA or whatever. So, it's one of those things that, you know, if you went on Black Friday, oh, yeah, well, Meijer has this on, Kmart has this on sale for something, and I bet you they're so busy, they just give it to you. I know Neiman Marcus for a long time. You couldn't argue with a customer. You could bring in a tire iron, and they'd have to give you something for it. Yeah, here's a 1979 Datsun engine. And you can't argue with the customer. You couldn't say, well, we don't sell, nope. And guess what? They would have to give it to you. They'd have to give you something. Because they couldn't argue. Even though Neiman Marcus doesn't sell engines at all. You know? That stuff with those food stamps You don't want to hinder giving people the ability to have food stamps for the legitimate people. A person that's working, trying to make it, and can't, and is looking for some food stamps or something to help them out, I think they just need to have like a store where, okay, you need, like, here is a government, here's a store that if you're on assistance, you go to this government place and you can get cheese and government bread and stuff, and you can only get things that you need from this store. If, you know, that way you can't just go to, because there are people that they showed, I think I talked about this on my one program, where they said half of these EBT cards that were being used in Hawaii weren't from Hawaii. So that means people are flying over on vacation in Hawaii that are on food stamps. It's ridiculous. It's the people that know the loopholes that get away with it. I try to do something like that, and well, you can't do that. And, you know, but it's just, I don't get it, man. That's what people are talking about, and, you know, like, well, how do you fix things that it's so hard because the government's one big loophole? It is. It's one big loophole, what the government really is. And, wow. And how do you fix one big loophole? Letting you think about that one, because that's where we're at, folks. You know, pain meds are impossible to get because even Ultram, which isn't even narcotic now, is a Schedule 2, and I don't even think the doctor that my mom goes to will even prescribe it to her anymore. They want her to go to a pain management clinic. It's not addictive. Well, supposedly they gave me some, and I guess since I'm already on stuff, I was off most of my meds until I had this, and I had to take them again because it was killing me. But it's people that use Mucinex legitimately that pay the price for all these people making meth. And for all these people that take 75 Lortabs a day, they make it hard on the average person that needs it and make it even more harder on the doctor. As at least in Indiana, okay, here's a whole bunch of stuff you have to do now to prescribe this medication. Well, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to spend the money it takes to do this medication. I'm sorry. And then you have to start all over with a new doctor, a new person, and they treat you like you're a newbie. I mean, I feel like at the clinic that I've gone to, which I'm considering at least suspending my use of it because I don't really need this stuff anymore to, you know, like, I'm always look like a criminal. And I guess now I gotta, and like with the drug test they administer to make sure this stuff's in your system, they've paid for it in the past. Now all of a sudden, whoops, well, no, you're always responsible for paying for it. So who knows? That's where it's like, well, I guess they try to rack up as much money out of you as you can, because if you are selling it, it's coming out of your profits. I don't know. It's just that I guess my point in this whole rant is the good people that follow the rules get screwed by the few that break the rules. And it's just junk. I mean, like, my prescriptions have gone up. Everything's gone up. This Obamacare hasn't affected the insured. The Obamacare is affecting everybody. It's not just if you have medication insurance and you have dental insurance, you have all this insurance, health insurance, then it's not going to affect you. wrong. But whatever, you know. I guess a lot of people have this philosophy that, okay, the government, they're going to, why watch the news? It's never going to change. Yada, yada, yada. You know, most of the people, I believe half of the country is like, well, yeah, politics as usual. It's never going to change, but they're never going to do anything. Then the other half is, then half of the second half, you know, 25% is like, well, oh, whatever, Republican, you're just a Republican, whatever. And then the other half is like, well, oh, great, now we got Republican-controlled House, and soon everything's going to be fine and fixed. But then you have also have people that, okay, I think are starting to wake up, like, well, gee, gas price really never went down. Thanks, Obama. You know, so it's just one of those things that you know, how do we fix a corrupt system? How do we give the people that legitimately need food without supporting the person that's trying to live off the government? Well, why would I work, man? I'm getting $1,200 in benefits, plus I got Medicaid, Medicare, and all this stuff, man. Why am I going to work, man? I don't have to work. Something needs to happen. Okay, yeah, we'll give you these benefits, but you need to do something to earn the benefits. It's like this Ferguson trial. I guess tomorrow they're going to actually probably come out with a verdict because the jury's going to convene tomorrow. And, gee, the son's dad's come out and said, you know, violence isn't the answer. What is burning buildings going to do? What is rioting going to do? Because most of the people aren't even from that part of Missouri to begin with. Second off, they don't care. They don't care. They really don't. Doesn't matter what the evidence says. This white guy killed this black guy. Racism. We need to riot. We need to riot. And that's what Obama and a lot of these people associated with Obama want. They want to stir, they want to have unrest in this country. And the proof is in the pudding, because more than likely tomorrow we'll have the verdict on whether or not a police officer is going to face charges and go to court over this. At the same time as we're going to pass something, well, it's not really amnesty, but we're going to pass this thing that's going to get all these people, we're going to pass this thing that's going to allow people that can't prove they've been here 5 years, as long as they've been here 5 years, they're going to get the ability to stay here. I bet you $100 if I looked into it, I could have somebody I know have one of his Mexican friends come over here, and within a week, he could have proof that he's lived here for, because South Park used to make fun of, you know, the Asian people. Oh, he's number. Oh, who cares? All Asian people look alike. Don't say that. You get us in trouble, gang. You know, it's kind of, I mean, I've not met too many Mexicans that have, a lot of people have the same name. And I'm sure you can find someone that has identical name, has been here for a long time, that you can prove, okay, you're going to be him for a while. See, he's already a citizen, so you're going to get his information, and that way you can prove you've been here for 5 years, and then you're going to get amnesty, basically. They'll find a loophole. They'll find a way. Don't worry. They'll get the benefits. Don't worry. You're an American citizen. You won't get no benefits, but they will. That's how it works. The people that know the loopholes are going to get the benefits. Well, oh, well, I was born in Indiana, but I have to pay out-of-state tuition to go to school in New Jersey. Well, then why does he get to pay in-state tuition. He's not even legal to be here. I don't get it. Well, what do I sign up to be an illegal? What do I sign up? Like my mom says, you go down to that Social Security office, half of the people, you would not believe what some of these people get that are interns, that are like foreign exchange students, how much money they get a month to shop and all this. Ridiculous. And here you are, a tax-paying citizen your whole life, and you try to get, well, I'm sorry, you don't qualify for that. See, I'm sorry, because the limit is $19,132.55. Well, actually, as of this year, it's $19,999.99 is the cutoff for benefits, and you make $20,000. So you made a penny too much. Really? He makes $60,000 a year. He's a foreign exchange student, and he gets benefits. But I can't get them because I made a penny too much. Where's the logic? That's how it is. Oh, because he's a foreign exchange student, and he makes $60,000 a year working, through a work visa. He get whatever he get benefit on top, but you can't. Because you're American, and you pay your bills, and you do everything by the books. That's how it is. It's a corrupt system, and how do we fix it? It's like this, like going back to the Ferguson issue. Those people, they don't care. There was GS, there was gunshot residue, GSR, on the guy's hand. Well, how can it be on his hand if his hands were up in the air? The autopsy proved he couldn't have had his hands in the air like they claim. Evidence proved that he was going after the gun, trying to keep, and the police officer was protecting himself. But it doesn't matter. Their agenda is not based on the truth. Their agenda is based on, there's a black guy killed by a white guy, and people high up are wanting to stir the pot. I have never seen in my whole life, and I was born in 75, I would have to say, in my opinion, not living it, I would say we're going back to the civil rights years. If I had to make a generalization of what era, I would say in history we're at, we're in the civil rights era. Nowhere in my wildest dreams would I ever have imagined that a team named by Native Americans had their trademark taken from them because they used an offensive word, Redskins. I've never seen more race issues, race this, race that. You want to know how many whites kill whites and how many blacks kill blacks? Folks, it doesn't fit their agenda. They have an agenda. They're trying to take down this country, fundamentally transform this country and take it down. What do you think he meant by fundamentally transform this country? Do you think Obama and all the people were like, okay, what we mean here is we're going to bring God back into this country? No. Did they mean that we want to go back to the Constitution? No. It's amazing how many things now, like this architect behind Obamacare, that, oh, we never knew who he was. Well, they don't care whether you find evidence about that Obama lied or not. They don't care. He's going to keep doing what he's doing. They don't care. He's just going to keep doing whatever he has to pass his agenda to transform this country. Because it doesn't matter who comes in after him. Folks, he set precedent. Well, if Obama can just pass whatever, this amnesty, so I can just do that. I don't want to have someone come in as a president and say, okay, Obamacare, well, I'm going to abolish it right now. I'm going to take an executive order, Obamacare no more. I want it done the right way. I don't want to have a dictatorship with one person has ultimate rule and can say yes or no. I don't want that. There's a reason why we go through the House and the Senate and it's debated. There's a reason why our forefathers founded that. There's a reason why when you take a piece of wood, you measure it 5 or 6 times and cut once, instead of measuring it once and... Oh, no, please don't. This is $200 olive wood, and I think I screwed up. Oh, I should have... Well, you already cut the wood. You're screwed now. Because you cut it, you need about another 1.5 inches. You need the piece to be 1.5 inches longer. Now you can't use that wood. Well, that's why we have the government set up the way we do. That's why you need to know your history, or you're bound to repeat your history. And folks need to wake up and realize you can do something. Martin Luther King did something. He stood for equality for all. He didn't stand for race card. When you see Martin Luther King walking down the street, you see fear in his eyes. You see Obama and Nancy Pelosi walking down the street, they're laughing. You can do something. Don't shake your fist and say, oh, it's whatever, who cares? Why should I, it's not going to change. Why what? Do something. Start a grassroots movement. That's why I say what I say. I'm getting it out here now before net neutrality comes in and then I can't say what I want to say. It's just, I try to get across to people, you know, if you stand up for what you believe in, I'd rather have someone that stands up for what they believe in and I disagree with them than someone that's a hypocrite. Well, you know what? Well, I want someone that, I have people that don't understand my cannabis. Other people like, well, I didn't know this. I'm like, well, that's why I try to educate you. You know, you've been brainwashed for years. You just look all around you. In the Old Testament, Nehemiah needed to build a huge stone wall, but he didn't have the people or the resources to get it done. But since everybody built a little part of it in front of their house, they got it done in record time. You can do stuff. Someone asked me a question one time. They said, well, that police officer that one time that gave that homeless guy the shoes and then I think he sold them whatever. I would do it again. I don't judge people. You know, like this Bill Cosby incident. Everyone's all up in arms about Bill Cosby and, well, you weren't up in arms when Bill Clinton was supposedly doing it. Half the people are probably like, well, man, I wish I was Bill Clinton. I wish I was tapping that. But my point, when did we get to a country where you're guilty before proven innocent? No, you're innocent until proven guilty in a court of law. Now you have the media saying you're guilty or not guilty before you even get a fair trial. Okay? That guy's white, this guy's black, this white guy killed this black guy, It's a race. No one ever says, well, this human killed this other human being, and we need to find out if it was malicious. If it was a black cop killing a white guy, you had never heard of it. You'd never heard a word about it, because most white people, for the most part, that race, they're not into race. Race is long gone. They're human to human. You know? What is my point in all this? You need to be real, America. You need to be real. You need to get to a point where, you need to get back to a point where, if you go up to someone, okay, you're a Democrat, what do you believe? What does that stand for? What does an independent stand for? What is this person, you know, you don't have that. There's very few people that do what they do. You know, there's very few people that stand by their convictions. You know, that's why I love the Glenn Beck program. They're doing lots of stuff with stories of hope. I wish I could get everyone in this country and just, what are you doing? What are you doing? What are you doing? Well, I'm getting $1,200 from the government, man. I don't have to work. And then, well, where's that money coming from? The government, man. Well, she's not the government because she's not working, so she ain't paying any taxes. So that's coming from me. You know, I just wish I could get to all these people that don't want to work. There we go. We need to take up all these people that don't want to work in this country and send them to Mexico. There you go. And then get the Italian immigrants or the German immigrants that want to actually become an American citizen the right way. They want to work hard and want to earn a dollar and make it the right way. What I think you need to do is have two lines. One where it's work hard and bust ass and kick butt, take names and, you know, the hard road. And then have one where it's freebies and stuff. And then when all the people sign up for the freebies, oh yeah, you just signed a thing saying that since you don't want to work, you want all this free stuff, you're going to be deported. And then ship them over to like Chad or Sudan or the Ivory Coast or somewhere in Africa. And good luck. That's what they should do. I mean, seriously, if you want to fight ISIS the right way, go over the Middle East with crop dusters full of bacon grease. Spray them with that. It's probably the worst thing a Muslim could have happened to him, besides eating it. Spray them with bacon grease, crop dusters. But there you go. That'll solve the problem. But if you don't want to work, I would find out that lady, whoever she is, via that newscast, and I would cut her benefits. Or I would find a way to make the benefits available just for her kids. Okay, none of the benefits you have can be used towards your housing or anything. Or can only be used towards your kids. If you want housing, you're going to have to work for it. I mean, case in point, why work? I've told the people many times, if they had to buy whatever they broke, they'd take better care of the plates and the grinders and the Robocus and the choppers and the mixers. I don't care. It's still in the garbage. Whoops, I broke it. You know, make these people appreciate what they have. Okay, yeah, you can get this benefit, but you gotta earn this benefit. Or you ain't getting it. Toughen it up. If I was getting a benefit, I'd want to earn it. I wanna do for myself. There are days that I don't want to get out of bed because of my myopathy, but you know what? I do it. I just do it. I don't want to have to rely on people. I don't mind having my fiance Melissa help me. I mean, she's a miracle of my life. I'll tell you that right now. But she does it not because she has to or because I can't do it. It's out of love. It's out of respect. You know, you should want to give back for someone that gives to you. Not 90% of the people in this day and age, they don't care where the money's coming from, who's giving it to them, whatever. They just want the whatever they can get free. And they don't want to work for it. They don't want to do nothing. That just, sorry, just annoys the piss out of me. They need to go through a rehabilitation program, you know, okay? You're going to live for like 4 days, for like 4 months in the Ivory Coast. And you're going to, okay, I'm thirsty. Well, here's the 5 gallon bucket. It's about 6 mile walk that way, and there's like a little spring that pushes out about a gallon every 4 minutes, and there's about 60 people there fighting over it. Good luck. Good luck. You know, you want to do a Biggest Loser the right way, send them over to one of the third world countries where they throw like a 50-pound bag of rice, and if you get some dried rice, you eat. You don't. They'd lose weight real fast, wouldn't they? Yeah, they would. And this was a bye week in the Premier League, if anyone didn't know, so that's why I'm not really talking about it. The only thing exciting that happened in football was at Old Trafford, Portugal beat Argentina in an international friendly 1-0, but that's why you didn't hear much about football. My mom was ecstatic because Happy Harvick won the NASCAR Sprint Cup. I'm going to just kind of leave you with this, folks. Make a difference. Do something. Make a change. Try to open up non-political change. How can we get this country going in the right direction so there's no, oh, well, that's a Republican thing or that's a Democrat thing. You know? Get people to understand, hey, free is not free. I want to thank you all for tuning into this. God bless you all from Lafayette, Indiana. Have a great night. Goodbye, and God bless.